participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Get ready. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. For this is a broadcast where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to thank all of the listeners who tune into 88.1 and all of the other radio stations that are affiliated with this radio station. For this station has allotted us the opportunity to come on and touch you in a very special way. There are so many topics we can talk about, but we want to talk on a specific topic. But I do want to say this here, people. We truly need to stop the killing. There is so much killing in Alexandria till it is just, it's just a shame. We want to put the killing that's happening on other folk and other races, and that we cannot do. It's just too much black on black killing. You know, there was a couple of killings just the other day, and every time you turn on the television, somebody has been killed. And we always come together with this, with the Stop the Violence. But my brothers and sisters, it's time out that we stop this talking, Stop the Violence, and we start to trying to hear, because there is something that these young people are trying to tell us, and they're telling us in a way that's taking folk lives, and it just tears me up to hear someone has died by the hands of a gun, or someone has been killed. And we as ministers of this city, it is time that we stop talking. Stop getting in the front of the TV camera, and we start to trying to hear what the people of this city is trying to tell us, and start to reaching out to the different areas and different neighborhoods that we will listen at what the people has to say. A lot of times we come together and pastors come together, and we listen at pastors and we listen at law enforcement, but it's time that we start to listen at the people, and what they have to say, and what they feel, and what's going on in our community. And I just want to talk briefly on the subject of equal opportunity. You know, men and women, they want to be equal in every way and in every aspect. But if the truth were to truly be told, a man and a woman is not equal to a sense. And according to the Bible, what does the Bible says about a man and a woman? And what does it say about a man being the head of the household? I come to tell you that equal opportunity has nothing to do with it, because if you look at 1 Corinthians 11:3, it says there, but I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. That's 1 Corinthians 11:3. And I just want to give you a few scriptures. Ephesians 5:22-24 says, "Wives, submit to your own husband as the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its savior. Now, as the church submit to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their own husband." 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Likewise, husband, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." And 1 Timothy 2:11-15, it says there, "Let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man. Rather, she is to remain quiet. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived. But the woman was deceived and became a transgressor, yet she will be saved through childbearing, if they continue in faith and love and holiness and self-control." There's one other scripture, Ephesians 5:23. It says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself a savior." We want to label everything equal opportunity. Even on our jobs, we equal opportunity. We feel that men and women are equal, but to be honest, men and women are not equal in a sense. The physical structure of a man is totally different from the physical structure of a woman. The Bible says that the man is the head. And I know a lot of us don't like to hear that. A lot of us don't like to get in that territory and step in that territory. But this is what the Bible says. And equal opportunity have taken over Sotel, till we have put equal opportunity ahead of everything and oversees everything. But my brothers and sisters, look, God wants us to know the structure. He wants us to know the whole being. He wants us to know the whole foundation. And God said, "Let us make man in his image." And he put man at the head of the church. And afterwards, he saw that man needed a helper. And that helper, guess what? It was a woman. So God put man in a deep sleep. And putting him in a deep sleep, he took the rib from man and he created and made woman. My brothers and sisters, even though we are head of the church, we are head of our household, we still is supposed to honor our wives and look after our wives and be respectful to our wives and not just do anything just because God has placed us as head. We're supposed to come together as one, unite together as one, and work together as one. But too many times, what intervenes and interfere is this equal opportunity, this equal balance. We are not equal in any aspect of that nature because of the structure and the foundation what was set forth by God. I do understand, I do love my wife very, very much and very dearly, but I do know that God gave me my place and he gave her place. And we should take all of that balance, all of that. You know, when you go to a job, you have a manager, and then after the manager, you have those employees who work up under you. But those employees who work up under you, even though the managers know better than the workers, you got to come to understand that there is only one manager, one head of that business. And the branches to that business is supposed to go to the head of the business in order to get the instruction, the proper instruction, in order to properly run that business. And I believe that God has placed man as the head of the church, and men, we have to put ourselves in a position where we can be respected, we can be looked up to, and we can our wives and our children and our members can come to us as they should. But you know, a lot of times what happens is just because you're in charge, you know, you think you're the head person in charge, you don't want to listen at anybody else. That is not how it goes. Even though man is the head, but we should listen at the things that our wives, our members, our children have to say to us, because they have a voice as well. How many of you know that equal opportunity has allowed women to play football? Now, just think about it. A woman playing football, a physical contact sport, against a man. It is not equal. It cannot happen. A woman cannot stand up against a man in that physical contact. So that equal opportunity can't balance itself there. There are so many areas in our lives, so many things in our lives where we try to be equal with one another where we are not. And I'm not saying just because man is the head that everything that he says is right and everything that he says is supposed to go. No, it doesn't work that way. I believe that if a man respects the woman, then the woman will respect the man. And if the man give due respect, then guess what? The woman will work with him. And what it does is, you know, when you work together, when you come together and you work together, it balances everything. Everything is at a balance. It's at a balance. I can't tell God what to do because I'm not God. I'm not the head of God. And I would be foolish to try to tell my creator what to do. But guess what? We can come to common ground and tell each other and try to share with each other, try to work with each other, that we can be better as one body, as one group, as one family. You know the one thing? When a family work together, it stays together. When you pray together, you stay together. When you show love with one another together, then guess what? It expands and everything tend to be all right. But what happens is, just because I'm the head person in charge, I don't want to hear nothing she has to say and nobody else. No, my brothers and sisters, it does not work like that. We have to learn to work with one another. Learn to listen at one another. Because guess what? The woman is you'll find that she's a backbone in the church. Women are backbone in society because men are missing in action. And we need to respect our women and allow them to have a word and allow them to work with them. And guess what? When you listen to them, guess what? You'll learn a whole lot. I learn a whole lot every day. But, you know, I just wanted to share that. That's a whole lot we can say on that. But, look, I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast where we equip the Saints Evangelize the Center, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Who's the head of the house? The man is. I want you to, any donations that you have, send them to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360, and make them payable to Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church. Get ready.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazareth Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria. 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you have your radio on this station. You know that the First St. Mark radio come on every Saturday at 10:45. So call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell, talking to you live from the radio station. Here's one thing I want to say to all our listeners, and I want you to pass it on. Pastor Blackwell is saying Happy New Year to you, and he's giving you some firsthand information. I'm retiring from pastoring the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm retiring as of May the 2nd, 2021, and we plan to have a new pastor. By the help of the good Lord, we plan to have a new pastor by April 2021. We are so glad that First St. Mark Baptist Church have just let me had a good time in the passing of so many good people that are members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I would say I really kind of hate to go, but it's doctor's orders. Medically, the doctor is telling me to step down or slow down or doing this. And after much praying, talking to the Lord, I have decided to retire from pastoring, but I'm not retiring from the church. I'll be hanging around trying to do anything that a church member can do to help the church. And I always say this, and I know somebody might be thinking a way that I normally think sometimes. He's going to be in the way of a new pastor who's trying to pastor the church. And sometimes old pastors do, as long as they hang around the church. But I can't help it. I'm gonna just try to be the best member of the church that I possibly can. I definitely do not plan to leave the church. And I want y'all to continue to pray for everything will go well with First St. Mark Baptist Church during the transition period while I'm leaving and somebody else will be coming forward. At this particular time, we don't know, or I don't know, who's gonna be the pastor. I got my ideas and I got my hope and wishes, but we don't know, and we're just gonna go by proper procedure on electing of a pastor. You know, when we start talking about that, we probably set up a pulpit committee and look at people, find out what we want in a pastor, and then look at some resume, hear some messages that some of the candidates preach, and then we'll go from there. But we just thank God for the people that I have pastored. I just felt so good. They will always be on my heart, and the church is also on my heart also. So again, I just want to thank First St. Mark church members for what they have done for me, how they have loved me, how they have cared for me. I just thank them so much. I know that it wasn't a bunch of millionaires, wasn't a bunch of this, but they were God children, and they loved their pastor, and they loved their church, and I loved them, and I love the church. We thank God for them. Now, as we just here, just talking to you so much about how much the church meant to me as pastor. They taught me so much because I started off many years ago as a young pastor, and they put up with me. They taught me a lot of things about the Lord and about people, and I'm just so appreciative. So I just want you guys to write that down. May the 2nd, it's a Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021, will be my last day as pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. But it won't be my last day at First St. Mark, because I will be there trying to be the best member of a church that I possibly can, because I love the church and I love the members of the church. But due to the doctor's orders, I just have to give up trying to pastor. So I just want that to get out. I want to do this to so many people that I know that came through the church, that were baptized, that was that spent some months. So maybe they got married in the church. Maybe their mother got married. Some of their kinfolk. We did the funeral at First St. Mark Baptist Church. So it's so much went on at First St. Mark Baptist Church that I will always have good memories of First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now, what we want to do now, we just want to talk about some of the things that going on in the new year. We got a new year coming up, and First St. Mark want to, by the help of the good Lord, we just want to do a little bit better than what we have done. We want to have more contact with our members who can't make it to church because they're on the sick list, or they are old and kind of afraid to come to church with this coronavirus going on. So we want to communicate with them. Here's what we want to say. I just hope that we got some of them listening. We want to tell them that when we start voting on or trying to select a pastor, they will know. They will be involved as much as we possibly can. They'll know how we're selecting the pastor. They'll know that they have a vote also. And they'll know that we want them to know everything the selection committee know. And we want their input after we recommend someone for pastor. We want their input on what they think about or who we should vote in. So this I want all First St. Mark members to know, that they have a say-so, they have a vote on who the next pastor will be. It's not going to be somebody just jump up and say, yes, put so-and-so in there. But we want the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that come when they can, those that are sick, those that are not present. But if you are a tithe paying member, that you're in good standing, that's all we ask, that you have a vote, 18 years or older. But we just want you to know that your vote count, and it will be invited. You'll be invited to cast your vote. Even though you may not be present, we'll work out some kind of way where your vote count, even if you have to tell a deacon or somebody how you would vote. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer on that. If you have any question concerning how we elect the pastor, all that kind of stuff, please call me or some of the deacons. And we'll be calling you, because we're mailing out a letter to you, actually giving you instruction on how we're talking about you and me and all of us, is going to accept a pastor. You should be getting some in the mail. If you are at church Sunday, we're going to hand it to you. But if not, it's going to be in the mail to you. If it's not in the mail to you, one of the deacons or someone will bring it by your house, and we'll stick it in your mailbox or stick it in a drop box at your door or something like that. So we thank you for that. I think right now, what I would like to do, I'd just like to offer a prayer to all the sick members, all the members that are sick at home or shirting in. Just have a prayer that God will continue to bless them in whatever they stand in need of. I'm just going to ask First St. Mark members and other members who are listening, You ain't got to be a member of First Sound. If you'll listen, we're praying a prayer that may, that God may just bless you with whatever you stand in need of. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, how we thank you right now for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we know that you are bigger than us. You are awesome, God. You are bigger than anything. I found out something, Lord. I found out that nothing is too small for you to handle, and yet nothing is too big for you to handle. That's why we call on you right now. We call on you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we want you to breathe on the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that are sick and shirty, and those that are at home, those that are going through sometimes, those that feel like they've been forgotten. Lord, touch them with your powerful hand. Let them know that in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of the loneliness, in spite of everything, you are still with them. Your words say you won't leave them, nor will you forsake them. Lord, we thank you for that. Somebody needs you, Lord, and they know that they can't get along without you. Somebody at Rapids General, Lord, needs you. Somebody at Cabrini, somebody at all the hospitals. Somebody is being funeralized today or the next day. They need you, and they know that they can't get along without you. But, Lord, I believe their faith is in you. I believe that they know that you will tell them to hold on a little while longer. Everything going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and, Lord, what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself, a God that we can glorify, a God that we can say, take care of us, take care of all our needs. And you already know us good enough to know our needs, what we want and what we need. We appreciate you, God. Lord, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what a Lord that we serve. Every once in a while, I guess some people think I'm crazy. Nobody's around, and I still shout hallelujah because I know that the Lord is good. Not some of the time, but he's good all the time. He put food on my table. Oh, Lord, he give me something to do. He let me know that everything going to be all right. I can't thank God enough for the things that he's done and what he's doing for me. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, just talking of something, if anyone need prayer, just call me. Our number, the pastor number, is 589-8129. We thank you so much for listening to this station. And every Saturday, the First St. Mark Radio Ministry will come on at 10:45 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We just thank you so much for just turning your radio on. And I said I was going to say this, even though I don't use the radio to beg for funds, but I just thank the people who some people just send money to our church, and I appreciate it. I'm not calling names, but I just thank God for those that do just put money in an envelope and send it to First St. Mark Church. Thank you for two or three people that have sent $50 or more to the church. That keeps us going, and we know that the Lord is on our side when people like you that don't know a lot about us except for what you hear on the radio or where you hear people say, and you're still supporting our church. We thank you. Bless you. Let me quickly tell you that we have church every Sunday. We're open every Sunday. We have church. We don't have a lot of people there, but we have church, and we invite